Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bairn.
And we're back.
And Joseph Dames.
I don't mind kale. It's not my favorite.
This is Your Weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Tuesday, September 28th. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bairn, and we've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kelly. It's been so active the last couple of days. This is the type of weather that we could talk about.
Oh, yeah. Lots to get through going into this morning after quite the eventful night on Monday. If you're up in Clark County, I'm sure you've heard the news. There was a possible tornado that rolled on through areas of Battleground Monday night. So we will get more into those details. Plus, if we could see more tornadoes, more rain, more mountain snow going into this week. But first, got to start with the icebreaker, Joseph.
Oh, okay. I'm excited. You have a good one on tap?
Yeah, I thought about this. I hope we haven't covered this topic already because we've been through a lot of questions. So maybe this one has slipped my mind, but I don't think so. So going back to college, do you have a favorite class that you just can't forget about? Something that was so intriguing or fun to learn?
Wow, that's a really great question. I was a philosophy minor as well, and I took some really intriguing courses there, and I'm trying to think of the specific course that really was difficult. And it was intriguing because it was difficult, and it really made me like have to try a little bit harder. But it was like a logic and reasoning course, and it was
That sounds cool.
It was really difficult. It was, just piecing together arguments and it had like a lot of math involved into it as well. But it was a basic logic and reasoning course, and I had a really heck of a time with that. And so that's just my side branch as a philosophy minor. I had some really cool courses. As far as weather courses go, I think just like, you know, some thermal dynamics, I had, you know, had courses with that, but I truly just enjoyed my like general climate and geography courses because I had a stellar professor. And so he made those exciting. But the one that like really made me think in college was this random philosophy, logic and reasoning course that I took. So
It's a really cool topic. And I mean, it seems like you were fascinated by it with that minor that you received from taking all those classes. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm still really into philosophy. So like a lot of the podcasts and other things I listen to in my spare time goes out to philosophy from time to time. So a little side note.
I don't think I've ever taken a philosophy class, so I don't really know much about it.
Well, if I knew that it would have like panned out to something a little bit more in the real world, maybe I would have decided to go down that route. But I love weather too, so here I am. How about you? Do you have a side one like that? You got a course?
Yeah, I mean, I think our classes were very similar. They were very tough math and physics classes, so definitely I like them.
That's
but
my
I,
least favorite was physics. I'll tell you that right now.
They were very dry math and physics classes, and we took all the standard, you know, levels, multivariable calculus. We took tons of physics, but my favorite class was actually an elective I took on volcanoes, and it was just a credit that I needed to fill.
Yeah.
And the Pacific Northwest is full of volcanoes. I was up in Seattle at the University of Washington. So this class was cool because we did a lab tour out to a glacier.
That is cool.
So we took a van, our little small class of about 15 people, went out to Mount Baker, and we climbed up the Easton Glacier to take samples. So that was a super cool class to get such hands-on knowledge of some of our local volcanoes. And I brought back some rocks because it was a geology class. So I showed my professor some of the pumice that was out there. It was very nerdy, but I was digging it.
Yeah, that's really cool. In my geology course, we went out to a local stream. So talk about big differences going out to, a volcano versus a local stream.
A little stream, right? Yeah, I've been able to do some cool things at the University of Washington. They really have some hands-on classes. I did take a couple of oceanography classes where we actually got to go on a boat and we took dropped this big claw about 200 feet or meters down to the ocean to grab some sediment at the bottom. So what's down in the ocean that deep? And it was kind of cool to see some of the plankton, and we saw sea cucumbers, and that was about it. It's just all dirt down there, but pretty neat. Yeah,
that is. I missed out. I mean, I had some fun courses, but I didn't get the hands-on like that. That's a really great experience.
I will chalk it up to the Pacific Northwest just being so gorgeous. We got the ocean and the mountain, so not so much in Chicago or the Illinois, right?
I went to Eastern Illinois, which is East Central Illinois, so it's down in agriculture world. So it's surrounded by farm fields and soybeans and those type of things. So
soybeans.
It's not the same. I don't have any volcanoes around. I mean, elevation is
pretty flat or something. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I do miss college. Don't miss the homework or the tests. So I'm glad to be done with all of that.
I don't miss the papers, like the longer form papers, research papers, things like that. Like too much time.
A lot of effort went into our college degrees.
Yeah, well, and we could talk about this for a while.
We could. We're here now, though. And now we forecast for a living. And it's a pretty great job. And, especially when we get some of the weather that we've seen this week, finally, the seasons are kind of changing. We're getting a new weather pattern that includes some actual rain. And on Monday, it was extremely active and soggy out. And I mean, in Portland, we saw about 3/4 of an inch of rain throughout the evening time.
Yeah, it just came on down for most of the morning, early afternoon. We finally started to get some sun breaks later in the evening hours before sunset, and that actually helped, warm things up, and it made things unsettled a bit more. We had a couple thunderstorms, as you mentioned. I think it was about 7:30 or so we had a severe thunderstorm warning out near Battleground, and that is the approximate time, somewhere around there, where there may have been that possible tornado. And then we're waiting on the National Weather Service to confirm. And like you mentioned, we will have those updates. But there's been plenty of video. I mean, there's been handful of folks that captured it, from their house out there, house window or something along those lines. And it sure seems like we may have a confirmed weak tornado, which tends to happen here in the Pacific Northwest, especially when we get these cool troughs moving through.
Yeah, it seems like in our stormier months, like the spring and the fall time, sometimes these can pop up. And I was looking at some stats. On average, Washington and Oregon see about 3 of these weak tornadoes every year about. And, it's enough that we tend to see one maybe every 6 months. It's kind of not something new. It's definitely intriguing and exciting weather, but I feel like we get one of these every 6 or so months. So I think the last one was back in March of this year. It was at the Ilwaco Airport in Southwest Washington. Mm. I think it was an EF0. And right, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that area correctly, but out in the boonies of the Southwest Washington Hills near that airport and that community out there, we saw a very weak tornado. And then throughout 2020, I believe we saw 3 tornadoes that were actually spread out all across the year. So sometimes these happen, and it tends to really target the area of Clark County, maybe out to Washington County and Oregon as well. It's like that corner where we can really see these thunderstorms revving up and even producing weak tornadoes.
Yeah, and they tend to be brief. I mean, most of the time they aren't even picked up on the radar. Sometimes they do. We get a radar scan. It's like, oh, okay, there's some rotation there, and we can, get it out to social media. National Weather Service can maybe, put a warning up for it. But a lot of the times they are just so brief, touchdown, down, back up.
5-10 minutes. And then.
Yeah. Yeah. If even sometimes, and it just, maybe some fence damage, it's a little bit of house damage, some broken trees, but, we're thankful that we don't have really intense tornadoes out here. you know, it's I think it's a good thing. I know people are really fascinated by the weather, but it's a good thing. Tornadoes can just be vicious from time to time. So
I know some of the video that we got from viewers from the event last night. It is on coin.com. You should go check it out.
Yeah,
it is really incredible to see some of the rotation in those clouds. Like, you look up and even if you can't see the actual tornado funnel or it touching down, you just know that something is brewing, and it's so dark out in the clouds. And then some of the damage from the trees, I believe we saw some photos sent in to us by viewers of the damage as well. And, you know, trees and fences are kind of toppled over, so they can really pack a punch, even though they are relatively weak compared to some of the larger Midwestern tornadoes that we tend to get throughout the springtime. These can still be fairly dangerous.
Yes,
so,
they can. Yeah.
Real cool to get one last night. Again, we will have updates as soon as the National Weather Service confirms the strength of the tornado. Again, it's likely it is, but they send a survey team out and they assess the damage, and that's how they classify the strength of a tornado. So we'll have updates probably on our social media and on Coin at noon and the afternoons once we find out.
We sure will. Yeah, you made a good point. They definitely are still dangerous. So, you know, you don't want to be out there, you know, getting in the middle of them. You just want to be indoors and in your safe spots. But yes, we'll get those updates. Head to the website. There's an article. Check out the photos, the video. I mean, some of the videos, you actually see a little bit of debris in the air, and that's a kind of telltale sign that usually that it's a tornado.
Right. Well, any tornadoes in the forecast today, Joseph?
Oh, I don't believe so. I think yesterday was our day where we were actually kind of in the stronger storm window. I think today we could still have some downpours, though, right? But I'm still probably pause on the tornadoes. I believe.
Yeah. I wouldn't rule out something just because the nature of these tornadoes are very sporadic. And when we do get some of that unsettled weather here with a little bit of instability as this very cold system rolls into the region, bringing us some cold air that just wants to sink, we can develop some convection. And today, I think we'll see mainly downpours popping up due to this. So still some heavy showers through the afternoon here around the valley. The system is moving quite quickly out the door, though. So I have us fairly dry, at least drying out by the evening time this Tuesday. The valley likely a mostly cloudy finish to the evening. Highs will still be pretty cold with this system in place. Yesterday we saw a high of 61 degrees, and we're just about there again for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Unsettled showers, cooler, very fall-like heading into Tuesday.
Yeah, temperatures they represent late October right now, you know, 60 degrees. I was saying yesterday that it was a perfect Halloween day. Like, if you had to test out your Halloween costume, like, it was a great day to do it because it was wet, it was raining, and it was like 60 degrees, which is almost exactly what we see on Halloween every year. So yesterday was a great day for that. Today is cooler. And we still have the shower, so maybe you could test it out today as well. But
that's a really good point.
Like, this was like great Halloween weather.
Yeah. Yeah. So a little bit cooler this week. What about Wednesday? I have us mainly dry.
Yeah, it seems it. I mean, there is another system that's trying to approach, and I think it's just going to shuttle clouds in, keep us pretty cloudy. Rain looked likely for the Northwest Oregon coast, and maybe we'll get some of that moisture spilling over into parts of the valley, but it sure seemed like a chunk of the day is going to be dry, if not all the day.
Yeah, I was seeing the best chance for showers maybe around lunchtime in the afternoon. We could see just a quick, lighter passing shower here in Portland. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday and still in the mid-60s too. So another cooler, cloudier day tomorrow. Yeah. Thursday, again, we'll still see some unsettled showers. Just a slight chance with mostly cloudy skies. And temperatures still cool. It's really not until we hit Friday that things start to shape up into quite the nice weekend. We've got this big ridge of high pressure that is sitting right over Oregon as we head into the weekend. Because of that, I think we'll bump up temperatures and get a lot more sunshine.
Yeah, I think our average is still around like 73, 74 degrees. Last I checked, it was 74. I'm not sure if it bumped down to 73. So we are way below our average. I mean, if I don't want to just accept fall right now. Like 60, we shouldn't be 60. Like we should be like 74, you know? I want it to be 74 in fall. I don't really want it to be 60 in fall. So
yeah, well, I think we'll make up for it this weekend. That's when we'll all go, oh yeah, fall can be so beautiful here in Oregon. When we see this rain kind of kicking out. So I've actually been a fan of this abrupt change in the pattern.
Yes, it has.
You know, it's just been dumping rain, and it is kind of nice to see again after such a dry summer.
Yeah.
But then this weekend we get that more normal, even warmer than normal stretch of days. I think there's a chance we hit close to 80 degrees, maybe on Sunday. Right now, still have the upper 70s. So in general, it's going to be warmer and pleasant as we head into the weekend.
Yeah. So I guess enjoy this little buckle right now where it's cool, a little wet and cloudy. We got that going on. We got that for us the next day or so.
Right.
Friday seems. Do you think we hit 70 on Friday, or are we still kind of like upper 60s?
I have upper 60s, but if we clear out enough sunshine, we could get lucky. But I still think that cool air mass is, kind of sitting over the valley.
Yeah.
So upper 60s, about 70 on Friday, and then mid upper 70s throughout the weekend.
Right,
this would be.
Okay.
A real good weekend to do something fall-ish, like the pumpkin patch or hitting the corn maze. So I would make some plans with your family or your friends. It's going to be just a beautiful weekend to get outside.
Yeah, and I think they're all prepared for it. I think the pumpkins are ready. It's time. So get out there and enjoy it. It looks like we're going to rack up a whole week below average. Temperatures below 70 degrees, it seems like.
Yeah, so grab the sweaters and the rain jacket still, at least until Thursday, as we continue to watch for some showers. But otherwise, things are looking up this weekend with some pleasant weather on tap. All right, Joseph, anything else you want to add?
No, I have absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I do. There is one thing we didn't really get to talk. Did we talk about snowfall on the mountain?
Oh yeah, we didn't.
Real quick.
Yeah. Some exciting stuff with this system. Mount Hood has seen yet another round of some winter snow, and actually the first snowfall down to about 5,000 feet where Mount Hood Meadows and Timberline Lodge are at. So, you know, first light snowfall of the season for our lodges. I think in general, this isn't super early in the season. A lot of folks have been so excited about the snow, you know, as I am as well, but
right.
I think we're just comparing such a bare view of Mount Hood throughout summertime to see the snow. It does look like it's extreme and it's early, but I think in September, we tend to get some of these colder, larger systems rolling in, and, you know, we usually see some snow for the summit. But I did reach out to Mount Hood Meadows, so hopefully they send back more details on when they tend to get their first snow, but it's exciting. I think in a lucky season, folks can start skiing up there by Thanksgiving or the weekend before. So it's looking good. I'm loving seeing that snow and some new snow for Mount Hood.
Well, yes. Yeah, so as I mentioned, it kind of makes sense. Like we're living in late October weather right now, 60s and rainy here. So the mountain's even cooler. So it's not out of the question that late October sees snowfall for the mountain. And that's the type of weather that's moving through right now. So, you know, we had that fresh snowfall, was it like 2 weekends ago or last weekend?
Right.
And then it kind of melted off a little bit. And so when we finally get these clouds cleared out, look at the mountains, see if you get that fresh white view before it disappears for a couple days again.
I have a feeling on Friday it's going to look beautiful.
Same here.
Yeah.
So check it out. That's the only thing I have to offer at the end of this podcast.
Good point. Yeah, we couldn't miss out talking about Mount Hood. All right. Well, enjoy the week. Again, still some showers, cooler weather through about Thursday. Then the weekend is beautiful. So make some plans and enjoy it. And we'll catch you next week.
The Coin Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The town of Detroit, it is almost completely burned out. There's one or two restaurants that have been saved. For all intents and purposes, this town is gone.
A year of fire
and ice
and heat.
116 Oregonians have now died as a result of the state's recent heat wave.
Three deadly weather events that made international headlines.
But what is the connection to climate change?
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
Now, the COIN Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines.
The crises we're going to be facing from climate change are really going to balloon and intersect with other crises.
Deep into a discussion about our changing climate,
the danger it poses to all of us,
and what you can do about it.
We better start doing something about it real soon.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the COIN Podcast Network.